Strategic Scope Roadmap. For most organizations, growth is an essential goal. It provides the resources and conditions needed for sustainable competitive advantage. The challenge is to grow in a way that accomplishes those goals. Crafting and executing strategy terms this activity as defining an organization's scope, or the range of activities that a firm performs internally, the breadth of its product and service offerings, the extent of its geographic market presence, and its mix of businesses. The way an organization decides to grow will depend on its resources and the dynamic forces in its marketplace. For example, when a domestic market is completely saturated, an organization may decide to enter a foreign market. When rivalry is very intense, it may be essential to move quickly to be the first into a market. An organization may choose to focus growth within its market, working harder to increase sales to its current customers or to win customers from competitors. It may customize its products or services to appeal to new groups of customers, or it may introduce new products and services into this market, such as a manufacturer using its expertise in creating commercial cooking appliances to develop a line of products for home cooks. Or an organization may choose to look outside its current market, both geographically and in terms of product users, to create growth. Product Market Growth Matrix, Growth Strategies. Four growth strategies were described by H. Igor Ansoff and are represented in the matrix for growing revenue shown in Exhibit 1-30. The four quadrants represent the different growth strategies. Exhibit 1-30. Ansoff Product Market Growth Matrix. If a business chooses to grow within its current market, it may choose one of these growth strategies. Market penetration. The organization pursues a larger market share in the existing market with the same product, perhaps by focusing advertising on a new customer group, by being more aggressive with competitors, or by differentiating its product from its competitors' products. For example, a camping goods manufacturer decides to revise its advertising tactics to appeal to an older customer. Product development. The organization focuses on growing within its existing market by introducing new products. For example, a camping goods manufacturer decides to add an outdoorsy clothing line which still maintains its market focus. Another example is replacing a product in decline with a new product introduction that helps maintain market share by resetting the product lifecycle. A business may choose to grow outside its current market. Perhaps the customer base in the current geographical market has been completely saturated. The only way to grow share is to use unsustainable competitive tactics against rivals, or the business's leaders see that the current industry has plateaued in terms of growth and will offer reduced opportunities. In these situations, the business may choose one of these growth strategies. Market development. The organization decides to sell its existing products in a new market, for example, a new geographical market. The camping goods manufacturer opens a distribution channel in an overseas market. Diversification. The organization decides to extend its scope to start performing entirely new activities. The camping goods manufacturer acquires a chain of vacation-oriented motor home parks.